There seems to be a very strange paradox about Tisha B'Av, more than any other event in our Jewish calendar. It's the saddest day. We sit low, we fast, we don't wash, we have other inuim, and yet it is called Moed. Moed means a festival. Tisha B'Av is referred to as Moed in Megillas Eicha, chapter 1 verse 15 and chapter 2 verse 22. How can this possibly be that we call the saddest day of the Jewish calendar a Moed? And in fact, we say in the Shulchan Aruch, Tov Kuf Nun Teh Sif Dalad, Ein Amrim Tachanun, we do not say Tachanun on Tisha B'Av, but of Slichas adds the Ramot, it is called a festival. And again in Arachayim Tov Kuf Nun Beis, your days, even the day before, in Mincha, the day before, just like you don't have Tachanun the day before a Yom Tov at Mincha, so also, Einarim Techino Erev Tisha B'Av, you don't say Tachanun the day before, the Mincha de Ikri Moed, because it is called Moed. And the Ramah adds that if the day before is Shabbos, Einarim Tzidkoscha, you don't say Tzidkoscha at Shabbos Mincha. What is this emphasis about Moed on Tisha B'Av? So the obvious answer is, well, one day in the future it will be a Yom Tov, so therefore we don't say Tachanun. I was once, when I was an Ovel, I was in a particular shul about to daven at the Omud for Mincha on Tisha B'Av, and the Rav came in and said, no, you're not davening at the Omud here today, it's a Moed, it's a Yom Tov. So, being rather puzzled, I gave up the pulpit and left it to somebody else to fill. So we can simply answer, yes, it's quite straightforward, now it's a sad day, but when Mashiach comes it will be a Yom Tov. Well, let's have a look at that. Says the Rambam in Perek Hei, Hilchos Tanis, Halacha Yotes, all these fasts, Kol HaTzomos Halalu, and he's referring to Tzom Gedalia, he's referring to Asor B'Teves, the 17th of Tammuz, and of course the 9th of Av, Osidin Libotel Limos HaMashiach. These fasts will be done away with at the time of the Mashiach. And this isn't really the Rambam's Chiddush, this is from Zechariah Perek 8 verse 19, and there's reference in Yirmiyah Perek Haftes Posuk Beis, where there is a reference to the Tzom HaRavi, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShavi, Tzom HaAsiri. Tammuz is the fourth month, counting from Nisan. Av is the fifth month, Tzom Gedalia is the seventh month, and Asor B'Teves is the tenth month. And those fasts are referred to not as sad days, but that these days will become the days of Soson and Simcha. Yiyela base Yudala Soson and Simcha Lamadim Tovim for Emes Vashalom Avo. So the Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Tanis, that these days will be Yemei Soson V'Simcha. We're not told whether they will be proper Yomim Tovim, where there would be an Isul Malacha. That would be Tzorech Iyun. It seems quite clearly that one can't add to the days of Mikra Kodesh, which are listed in the Torah, and that those are only the Issur Melacha days, and any others will be Soson V'Simcha. But we got those words Soson V'Simcha referred to when it comes to Purim, Ma'ahudim Haris Sa'ara V'Simcha V'Soson V'Kar. And the previous Sadiger Rebbe, the son of the one who was called the Heilige Rishna, he said that the 17th of Tammuz will be a Yom Tov, the 9th of Av will be a Yom Tov, and the 3 weeks in between will be Chol HaMoed. So that would be very interesting for how we're going to cope with all the washing and dry cleaning, but that is what he says. Yemei Soson V'Simcha, we can look forward to joyful days. And the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, in Tes Zayin, Pasuk 14, says that what will happen in the future will be greater than the Nisim of Mitzrayim. That we celebrate, really, all our Yomim Tovim, Zeicher Letzias Mitzrayim. Even Shabbos we say, Zeicher Letzias Mitzrayim. But he says that the days are coming when it will no longer be said, who brought us out, Hashem who brought us out from Egypt, but it will be Hashem who took the people of Israel out from all the dispersed lands around the world. That is the Lashon we will use in the future. Now there is a Chazal which says, Osidin Ibatel Kalam Ardos. that one day in the future all the festivals will be done away with. Chutz Mipurim, the Yom HaKippurim, except for Purim and Yom Kippur. Now, how can this be? If the Torah says you keep Pesach, you keep Shavuos, you keep Sukkot, then how can you do away with them? The Torah says so. The Torah is infinite, and the Torah applies even after Mashiach has come. There's an interesting dialogue brought in the Oath of Ikuchim between a Christian and a Rav, Rav Yitzchok Lopez HaSfaradi, in the 16th century. And the Christian says, you argue that we have done away with laws of the Bible. Well, you Jews are also doing away with laws. It says, Osid in the Basel Kalamados, you're doing away with festivals. So the Rav says, no, that's not the Pshat. When Chazal say Osid in the Basel Kalamados, it doesn't mean that the festivals will be done away with. It means that the reasons given for the festivals will disappear into the background, because new reasons will come about at the time of the Mashiach. That instead of saying Zeicher Letzias Mitzrayim, we will be saying Zeicher Yetzias Hagolos Mikola Umos Olam, or something to that effect. And when the times of the Mashiach come, Hashem will do such great miracles, such great nisim negloim, that they will make the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim look like nothing. They will look like child's play. Can you imagine? Kriyas Yamsuf will say, ah, very nice, kids play. Because the nisim which Hashem will do at the time of Shach will be much, much greater. And that is why the Yom Tovim will be a different Zeche in the future, putting Egypt into the background. And in addition to the Yom Tovim, which we will have, we will also have the Yom Tovim of Asar B'Teves and Tzom Gedalia and Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, and of course Tisha B'Av being the most magnificent one of all. Because it will celebrate these great nisim. And this is what we look forward to now when we have Tisha B'Av, if Mashiach doesn't come in the next 24 or 36 hours, then we will have to have a fast day on Tisha B'Av. There is in fact a couple of Rambams on the subject of Mashiach in the future which appear to contradict each other. And the Vilna Gaon pounces on this. In one place, in Hilchos Melachim Yud Aleph, the Rambam says, Ein bein elam azeli mos Mashiach, elo shibud malchus bilvad. He brings from a Gemara in Brachas Lama Dalad that there is no real difference between nowadays and the time of Mashiach, except for the fact, Shibud Malchus, there will be peace. Well, that's a great thing to achieve. There will be peace. There will be peace in the world. The other people in the world will recognize us as the chosen people. They'll leave us alone. They'll let us have our Eretz Yisrael without any conflict anymore. Baruch Hashem, it will happen soon, speedily in our days. And the Rambam tries to play down the fact that there will be anything else magnificent at the time of the Mashiach. He won't do miracles, he says, and it'll just carry on as before. There will still be poor people, there'll still be rich people, you know, this kind of thing. But then there's another Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah, Perekhes Halacha Zayin, which says a bit differently. He says all the prophecies from the Nevi'im which relate to the various texts in Tanakh, they are, when they're talking about miracles, they're talking about the days of the Mashiach. And if that's the case, why are you saying that there won't be much difference at the time of the Mashiach, that Tisha B'Av, okay, will be a nice festival day, like Purim, or we'll have Shlach Monos, or whatever, but everything else will be as normal, we'll have the Beis HaMikdash, okay, we'll have Korbanos, okay. But he says in Hilchos Teshuvah that there will be miracles at the time of the Mashiach. So how do we reconcile this contradiction? Says the Vilna Gaon, there will be two phases. There will be the Mashiach ben Yosef, and there will be the Mashiach ben David. And the Mashiach ben Yosef will be a troubling time. There won't be miracles. And Mashiach ben Yosef, unfortunately, will die in the battling of the wars of Gog and Magog. But then afterwards, when the Gog and Magog is finished, there will be Mashiach ben David. And that will be the real time of the Mashiach. So the Vilna Gaon says that initially it'll be just be as normal, or almost as normal, although there will be, it will be developing into peace through Gog and Magog, but then afterwards in Mashiach ben David, then there will be the great miracles. Another Peshat is given by the Tzurei Yemen. He says that if the redemption which Hashem brings to us is not really deserved by us, because people will still be breaking Shabbos and doing other Averus, then Hashem won't do the miracles. But if we are Kula Zakai, that we are meriting the days of the Mashiach properly by virtue of our Teshuvah and the Torah and Mitzvahs and Ma'aseh Tovim, then the great miracles will happen at the time of the Mashiach. So we can say that's all very well, but what is saying the idea of Moed in the present? Alright, married in the future. Tisha B'Av, we know, will be a Yom Tov in the future. But why is it that we're not saying Tachanun now? Why is it that we're not having Slichas now? There must be something about the day which indicates that there is a festivity of Tisha B'Av nowadays. Because we're not saying Tachanun now. If we'd simply say that Tisha B'Av will be a Yom Tov in the future, then we'd still say Tachanun now. We'd still have Slichas. What is it about now, the present tense, that this saddest day nevertheless has something, an element of festivity? You might suggest a couple of different answers. You might say, for example, and one fellow said this to me, that Moed doesn't just mean festival. Moed can mean something else, like you have the term Oel Moed. Oel Moed is the tent of meeting. Moed is a kind of meeting, a meeting of minds. So you could say that just like on Tisha B'Av, we get together, we say Kinnas, we say Eicho, and we are meeting together in a certain format, that in itself gives us a special relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in meeting Him. And that is therefore the idea of Moed. We meet Hashem in a form of repentance. But that answer is not really satisfying. Why? Because if we start doing a dray on the word Moed, that doesn't explain why we're not saying Tachanun and why we're not saying Slichas. There must be some festivity about the day. Then you might try giving another answer. That it says halacha, somebody who is mevaza es hamardos, somebody who abuses the mardos, he is chayav nidoy. Chazal talk lowly of him. What does it mean, mevaza mardos? We normally talk about chalamoed, as somebody who abuses the moed, somebody who works unnecessarily on chalamoed, that's called mevaza es hamardos. And it comes to Av, Mishnichnas Av, it says, Mamatin, Melissa Velitain. One should also try and diminish the amount of business activity one is doing in the 9 days, and particularly on Tisha B'Av, unless it's absolutely necessary. So we learn the Halacha in Tov, Kuf, and Dalad, Sif, Chaf, Beis. So you could say, well, there is a kind of Moed idea here that you are also told not to abuse things by working. But that, too, doesn't really answer our question. Because our question is, why aren't we saying Tachanun? If you're saying Mavadas Hamodos, it's talking about Tisha B'Av, okay, then you should say Tachanun and say Slichas. So we're remaining the question, we're still left with this question about why aren't we saying Tachanun nowadays or saying Slichas nowadays. I'll move on now to a Gemara in Tanis. The Gemara in Tanis says, Kol HaMisabel Al Yerushalayim, anybody who mourns for Jerusalem, Zoche V'Roeh B'Simchoso, merits and sees its joy. So the simple pshat is, if you mourn for Jerusalem, you'll see it being rebuilt. But that's not really what it says, because if you look closely at it, it says Zoche V'Roeh in the present tense. It doesn't say Yizke V'Yireh B'Simchoso, will merit, will see. It says Zoche V'Roeh. So what is going on here? Why is that in the present tense that the joy is coming now, not necessarily in the future? So how do we understand this? Let's go back to a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yud Aleph, Sif Aleph. He says, HaMelech HaMashiach, Osid Lamod Ulachachzir Malchus David, the Yoshna. When the Shiach comes, he will bring back the Malchus Beis David, and Ubone HaMikdosh, he will build the temple, Makabetz Nitzchei Yisrael, and he will gather the exiles, all the Jewish people, into the land. V'chozen kol ha-mishpotim v'yomov, he will return Jewish law as it was previously. Makrivin karbonos, v'osin shmit and v'yomlos, will have shmit and yogel properly again. And he says, v'chol mi she'enu mamin bo, anybody who does not believe in this, mi she'enu mechakim v'yoso, somebody who does not actually wait for Mashiach's coming, Lobish en avim belvad u kofer, he's not only denying what the words of the prophet say, Ela b'Torah, he is denying the Torah itself, over Moshe Rabbeinu, and the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. Pardon? Yeah, and also no chelek in Olam Haba. Yeah, okay. And the Torah says, V'shov Hashem Elokecho es shivusecho. So this is something which is min haTorah, and we learn from Parshas Bilon that there are two kinds of Mashiach. There's the one who is Mashiach Yisrael is David, and the second one is the Mashiach we're waiting for. Erenu velo ato, says the Pasuk, that's referring to David, HaMelech. Ashurenu velo korov is referring to Melech HaMashiach. So it's part of our emunah that we are waiting for Mashiach to come, and that we have to believe in the fact that it will come. Even though the Rambam plays down a bit the idea of miracles and so on, and Rabbi Akiva was fooled by Bar Kochba, he thought that Bar Kochba was a Mashiach because he did apparent miracles. So, what is going on here? What is it then that gives us this root of Emunah? And Rav Wasserman writes in Kodesh Haoros that Emunah Hashem and Emunah Mashiach are equal in their importance. You have to equally believe in Mashiach coming. The Chofetz Chaim writes in Parshas Vayera, in his Sefer Chizuk HaEmunah, he says, Sarah laughed. When Sarah heard that she was going to have a child, Vatzitzchak Sarah Bekirba, she laughed. And Chazal tell us that this was a lacking in Emunah. She was lacking in something by laughing. And Chazal tell us, Maisa Avos, Simon Abonim. What the others did or didn't do is a simon for later on. And the Zohar says that this is an indication of the ikvas of the Mashiach, this parsha of the coming of the Mashiach. Then there's something else we say where Moshe Rabbeinu says the people won't listen to me, and it says Velo Shomuel Moshe Mekotzer Ruach Me'Avadakosha. So then we also find there a slight lack of emunah. The Jewish people were told that there will be salvation, and they didn't. No Shamuel, no Shem. They wouldn't believe him. So there is a chisaron there of emunah. There is a story told by the Teldes Yitzchok about the Ari HaKadosh, who went out on a Friday afternoon in Tzfas to greet the Shabbos with his followers, and they had a dance and they dressed up in special white clothes, and he made a spontaneous remark to them saying, let's now go to Yerushalayim. I don't know how much time there was between then and Shabbos. Tzfas is quite away from Jerusalem. He said, let's go and make Shabbos in Jerusalem and celebrate Shabbos there. And some of his followers saying, yeah, great idea. And some of them are saying, well, I'm just going to go back and tell the family where I'm going, and I'm not sure if I'm going to make it, and I've got to pack a few things. And he told them off. And he said, had you all come with me straight away, we would have seen the Geula, because this moment was an Eis Ratzon. He was saying to them that Mashiach is going to happen because we believe it will happen. If we don't fully believe it will happen, it will never happen. This is a subject of Emunah, and it's a subject in Betochen. What is Emunah? If a bank robber breaks into a bank and is worried he's going to get caught, so he davens, is that Emunah? Is that faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he davens that he shouldn't get caught? That's not Emunah. Rav Chaim Hoffman explains Emunah is keeping the mitzvahs properly. Is that bitachon, trust in Hashem, that he will save you from being caught from doing a crime? And is bitachon, Hashem will give me what I want, he'll give me a Lexus car, he'll give me a jackpot in a national lottery? Is that what bitachon really is? So Rabbeinu Yonah explains in Shari Teshuva, the person who knows in his heart that Hakol Bidei Shemayim, that everything is from heaven, that is proper bitachon. The person who knows that the Yeshuas will come from Hashem, that is bitachon. The Gam Ki Tzara Krova Elov Yeshuas Hashem Krova Elovo, a person who's got problems but knows that salvation is coming, he puts his trust in Hashem, that is bitachon. And bitachon is a mitzvah on its own. It's not simply a virtue. And the Kavach Kemach, the Rabbeinu Bechai says that even if one's goal is not accomplished, even if a person sets out to achieve something and he doesn't achieve it, he still has bitachon in hoping for it, he will get such a high reward for that bitachon, that reward will exceed the goals that he had already set out for. And my Rebbe Rav Shimon Leiser said that there will be one day a great busha when Mashiach is due to come, because there will be people who say, well, I haven't got anyone to mind the shop tomorrow. There will be people who will be holding back, and that will be a great embarrassment for the Jewish people, and that's why it's better that people come now without being persuaded to. Let's bring this forward now to a halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. But before we get to the subject of Tisha B'Av, we're going to examine a halacha in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. In Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, near the beginning, it brings in the Torah an interesting medrash. Amar Rav Simon, which seems to be Rabbi Simon, he says, Kimi Goy Godol. What does it mean, Kimi Goy Godol? A great Jew, the Jews are a great nation. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yeshua say which people are like ours. People who know Hashem. When we're standing on Yom HaDin, on Rosh Hashanah, we're accused. We're in court. We are the defendants. He says, normally, amongst the peoples of the world, the accused stands in court, wears black, doesn't bother having a haircut, doesn't bother cutting his nails, because he doesn't know the outcome, he might end up at the gallows. But when the Jewish people come into Yom HaDin, they dress smartly in white, they eat, they drink, they're joyous, they're saying good Yom Tov, it's Rosh Hashanah, and they're celebrating a festival. And yet, it's Yom HaDin, they're being judged. Why is this? Because they know that Hashem is going to do a miracle for them. They have the bitachon that everything is going to turn out all right. So what do we do before Yom Tov? We do have haircuts. We do clean our clothes. We don't even say tachanun, an Erev Rosh Hashanah, because we got this festival coming. We treat it like any other Erev Yom Tov. So we're showing a bitachon. Meschabsin v'mestaprin v'Erev Rosh Hashanah. And the Mishnah Berurah says, to show we are so sure and we have bitachon in Hashem's kindness, that we're going to come out of this alive, that we're going to survive, because our teshuvah will be sincere and therefore he will forgive us. And then when it comes to the season of Tisha B'Av, and this week onwards for 7 weeks we have the Haftaras Shiva Zanachanto, the seven comforting Haftaras, which are giving us this reassurance that the time of the future will be a time of joy. And there's an interesting feature. If you look in some of the Haftaras of the next 7 weeks, starting with this week, Voschanon, it starts with Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, comfort you, my people. And as you look through these seven Haftaras, you find a number of double expressions. The Duvna Magid points this out. He says, in his Kochav Miyakov, he says, you've got Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, and you've got another expression for the Haftarah of Shoftim, we've got Anochi, Anochi, Hu Menachem Chem, myself, myself, Hashem says, you've got Hisori, Hisori, Uri, Uri, Suru, Suru, in Parshas Nisavim is Ivru, Ivru, Solu, Solu, you've got these double expressions. Now we know that when there's a double expression in Hebrew, it's an emphasis. You don't have underlines or italics in Jewish literature. You have emphasis, therefore, by the double expression. But he says it goes further than this. It's a reassurance. It's spelling out the certainty that we have that Mashiach is going to come and that we will be having these days as festival days. So now we come to the subject of Tisha B'Av itself. Why is it called Moed nowadays? Why aren't we saying to Tachanun nowadays? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, we show our trust in Hashem, because these days will turn around, because these days, such as Tisha B'Av, will become festival days, and we're showing our bitachon nowadays that they will be festival days. We're showing such trust in Hashem that they will be festival days, that we treat them as festival days now, and we won't say tachanun now on Tisha B'Av. That's the reason of the Aruch HaShulchan. But I found a couple more reasons. Why is it that we say nowadays that Tisha B'Av is a Moed? But this is a very powerful message. The first reason the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, that we have this bitachon that it will become a festival day. Another reason. We've spoken about the Shiva Zanachemto, and these seven comforting Haftaras come immediately after Tisha B'Av. So we've got this comfort coming straight away. There's a Gemara in Pesach in Nun Dalud which says, V'alanis shishtakeach min halev, when a person dies, slowly it's human nature that dead person becomes forgotten about. Eventually the grief goes. Alright, we don't forget our loved ones, but the intense grief which is experienced at the beginning gets lesser and lesser as time goes on. So it's a principle which we actually see in the Chumash in Parshas Vayeshev, where Yosef is thought to have died, and they try and give comfort to Yaakov Avinu, and then Perek Lamed Zayin, Prosek Lamed Hey, it says Vayamoyin Lehisnochem. He refused to be comforted. Why did Yaakov Avinu refuse to be comforted? Because deep down inside him, something told him that Yosef was really still alive. And the real shiva and grief comes when the person has died. And for some reason, he couldn't even work out why he wasn't in such intense grief as one might would expect. And Rashi there brings down, Ein odam akabel tanchumin alechoy. A person doesn't accept the chomer on hachai, on the living. Because the living, there is still hope, there is still a future. So the human nature is to say, well, there's no real reason to grieve properly. And Rabbi Shaul Mizokachov brings down on this. He says, if there's no hope, okay, human nature forgets. But we're still crying after 2,000 years. We are still in grief at the destruction of Jerusalem. We pray for it three times a day. And by our grief, that is our comfort. But the more we are crying about it, the more we can sense the joy which is going to come out of it. This is an amazing paradox we were talking about Tisha B'Av. That we're shedding tears, and yet, by doing so, we are confirming our continuity and our renewal. So that the more we grieve, the more we celebrate. But this is not the kind of grief which one has for somebody who has passed away. The grief that we have on Tisha B'Av is filled with the fact that we know that there is life carrying on, that things did not really die, and that is why we carry on crying for 2,000 years. It did not diminish. This is something amazing in Jewish philosophy, what's happening. And we've got this famous Gemara in Gemara Makos, Daf Kaf Dalet, where Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva, they were going along, and they heard noise from the crowds of the Romans, Kol Hamone, and Rabbi Akiva was laughing. And the others asked him, why are you laughing? He says to them, well, why are you crying? He says, despair means hope. And there was a story about the fox coming out from the area of the Beis Hamikdash, from the Kodesh Kodoshim. And Rabbi Akiva there in the Gemara says to the others, why are you crying? He says, these heavens, these Avodah Zarah, they bow down to images, they burnt incense to idols, and they're living in safety. And our temple, the footstool of Hashem, is burnt down by fire. So they say to him, shouldn't we cry? So he said, no, I'm happy. Because if they that offend Hashem are in a state of safety or joy, how much better will we fare if we obey him? And they came to the Har HaBayis and they saw this. And it said, now that the prophecy is, he says, now the prophecy is fulfilled about the destruction. What Uriah said about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdosh, so therefore it's certain that the prophecy of Zechariah will come about. So they said, Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, you have comforted us. And that is how the whole Gemara of Makos finishes off. In great words of joy, so to speak, or comfort. So Rabbi Chaim Volozhin says on this Gemara in Tanis, Daf Lamed, which we quoted before, Kolamis Abel Al Yushalayim, anyone who mourns for Jerusalem, Zocha Verobis in Chosa, does merit, and does see in present tense the joy. He makes the point, it's written in the present tense. Because on the dead we forget, but on the living, on the hope, on the future, we are alive. So although there is a comfort about Tisha B'Av, there is a Nachamu Nachamu Ami, nevertheless, it's not the comfort that one's giving in a shiva. It's the comfort that there is the joy which is living on because it will be renewed so soon in the future. And because there is that joy in the future, so it is also now. And this is also spoken about in the Chasam Sofer in his Droshas, where he says that Tisha B'Av is a Moed Godol. It is a great festival. Because we know Kolam Isabel, a person who mourns, Haru Zoche Miyad, the Rebbe Nechemto. Miyad? Miyad means now, straight away. How can that be then that we're rejoicing straight away? It's interesting because the psychologists say that if a person doesn't go through the grief after a death, then something lingers on in them the whole time and they never manage to get out of it. Whereas if a person sinks himself in grief, and even the non-Jewish world recognizes this, we have the shiva and then there's the shloshim and then there's the year, it's a phased way of getting out of the grief. And by doing so, by going to that low level of grief, one is able to elevate oneself afterwards to come to great heights of joy, eventually. But if one doesn't go through that phase of going down, then one never goes up, and one just remains on that plateau. an interesting psychological idea. So the second reason we're saying is the words of the Chasam Sofer is kolam esabel haru zocha miyad, that the zocha, which we said is the present tense, that one is meriting straight away. What is meriting straight away the joy? You won't see any joy in shul on Tuesday if we're still fasting, but he's saying nevertheless, yes, there is something which you are meriting immediately by being misabah. And to explain this further, we come to the next point. The pupils asked Rabbi Elazar in Gemara Sanhedrin Tzadi Ches, how is it that we are saved from the Chevelei Mashiach? And Rabbi Elazar answers them, he says, I want you to delve in Torah and Chesed Maisin Tzavim, Gminos Chasodim. And the Ma'ashodah says, eat your three meals on Shabbos, because a person who eats their three meals on Shabbos will be saved from the pains of the time of the Mashiach. And the Chofetz Chaim was asked by his pupils, how are we going to be saved from the pains of the Mashiach? And he said, Torah and Ma'asim Tovim. So Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman explains on the Gemara in Soto Daf Ches, he says, where Chazal tell us, the Midah She'odah Modeid, Modedin Lo. The way you behave towards things, Hashem measures you. The way you behave towards other people, Hashem measures you. And in the way you behave towards Tisha B'Av and to mourning the destruction of Jerusalem, you are also measured. So that is to say that the more you will learn Torah and the more you carry out Chesed and Tzedakah and good deeds, you will be protected. Tzion b'mishpat tifadeh v'shaveh b'tzedakah. What do we say in one of the comforting words? That Tzion, how will it be redeemed? By us giving tzedakah, by practicing chesed and nice and tovim. And it's interesting because when we read about the Moedos in Parshas Emor, every single Yom Tov, Rav Moshe Feinstein asks, why does it have the sentence of the kutzrachem eskitzira apsachem? Those chalets talk about leket, shikcha, and peah, the mitzvahs you have to do in giving to the poor people. So Rashi there says, the one who gives leket, shikcha, and peah, which is tzedakah, it's as if he has rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash in his own time. It's as if he has brought Karbonos in our own days, in our own day now, that is. Which means, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, that if you give tzedakah now, it is as if you have built the Beis HaMikdash in your own small, individual way. Alright, communally we haven't built the Beis HaMikdash, but you yourself can build your own Beis HaMikdash by practicing Chesed and by learning Torah. And what do we say when a man and woman get married? They're building a Mikdash Ma'at. That the house is like a Beis HaMikdash because of the mitzvahs that carry on with it. And every drasha at every wedding, Ish v'Isha, Shechina Shiru B'Neim, yeah, Hashem's name is in the Ish and the Isha, the Yud and the Kei, that they are making a Mikdash Ma'at. Because we ourselves, in our own individual ways, even if we haven't got the Beis HaMikdash yet, we can be creating our own little Beis HaMikdash at home. So one who's a Ben Torah, some who's an Ish Chesed, one Ish Chesed, it is as if they have built the Beis HaMikdash. So this gives us our third answer as to why we are celebrating nowadays on Tisha B'Av a Moed. Because Hamis Abel, somebody who's Hamis Abel on Yerushalayim, and is putting into practice the tikkunim of Torah and Ma'asin Tovim, that in itself gives one the immediate joy. And that is what is meant by Zoche Veroe B'Simchoso. So in a way we've seen now three reasons why we've got the present tense. We spoke about Bitochon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that by saying that we mourn Jerusalem and we are Zoche now, in rejoicing. How are we Zoche now in rejoicing? By Bitochen. How are we Zoche now in rejoicing? By recognizing that one who grieves properly is a person who's really in the end rejoicing. That the one who goes down in stature eventually goes up. And thirdly, if we practice Torah, Mitzvahs, and Mais, and Tovim, Tzion B'Mishpot, Tifodeh, etc., by doing Chesed, that also gives us the uplift that we are creating our own Beis HaMikdash now, speedily in our days. But what we pray for this week is that we communally will have our Beis HaMikdash, and not only individually. B'mehar v'yameinu, amen. Yes?
Thank you, sir. I don't know where I got it from, but can I give you the idea, which I would have thought, that the reason why we don't say Tachanan and Slichas on Tisha B'Av is because Hashem is hidden his face from us, and it's very personal. It's Slichas talking about Hashem as our Melech, and therefore it doesn't seem right to address Hashem like this on Tisha B'Av when Hashem is basically withdrawn from us on this day because of our Aveiros. Is there any sources for this that you've come across?
Well, it's true. It says, Hasir Hasir Esponai, I withdraw my face. Hashem is hiding from us at times of sorrow. And unfortunately, we've had this continuously in our history from time to time. But there is another interesting idea. Many have the practice for benching during the week. When on days we don't sit Tachanun, we say, Al Naros Bovel. Shom Yoshavnu Gambo Chinu Vazachreinu Es Tzion. And the Mepharshim was saying, what does it mean, Gambochino? Also we cried. What does also we cried mean? Because Hashem is crying with us. Hashem isn't happy that there's no Beis HaMikdash. He is mourning with us the destruction of the temple. But he felt he had no choice to take it away because we weren't listening to him. So he will rejoice as well when it's rebuilt. But Gambochino, he is crying with us now on Tisha B'Av, and he together with us will rejoice. So we're in this together. We're in a partnership.
Okay. I read somewhere that one should say Al Naros Bovel at the Sudan of Sekes, even if you don't normally, we don't normally say.
That's interesting. Even though we're not saying Tachanun, yeah, we still say Al Naros Bovel because we want to emphasize this point, maybe. Hashem is crying with us. We're in a partnership, and we're saying to him, look, we're going to do our side of the deal, now you need to do yours.
Oh, my God, they can also say. Show our Munah that we threaten Mashiach and he won't come. Now, in Yerushalayim, when he went to the fields, nobody came with him, he wanted to go to Yerushalayim, they wouldn't all go with him. So he said, they say he won't come. But in fact, I believe, I've read somewhere, that he will come anyway, whether we want it or we don't want it. And by wanting it, you accelerate his coming, but there's a time when he's distant to come.
Right. Yes, there is a time you fix to come. That secret is withheld from us when he's actually coming. And it's written, if you do know when he's coming, you're not supposed to tell anybody else. Yes. And Yaakov Avinu wanted to be Megale Saketz, and Hashem prevented him from doing so. But to speed it up, we can speed it up with Torah and Ma'aseh Tovim, and that's how Mashiach is likely to come earlier. And in every generation, there is somebody who is ready to be the Mashiach.
Absolutely.
To fit those qualifications which the Rambam gives, someone who will ingather the exiles and win us in war and so on, and those are the criteria we will know that this person is the Mashiach.